actually launched in the fall of 2008, the National Resource Directory. It's www.nationalresourcedirectory.gov, or the short URL is nrd.gov. It's a collaborative effort with, as you said, the Department of Defense, Labor, and Veterans Affairs, and it brings into online community approximately 13,000 different resources across both federal, state, and local governments, as well as the private nonprofit sector, in areas such as benefits, employment, housing, education, homelessness. It's a really great site aggregator of all these different resources for veterans and family members.
So there's this collaboration then between the three agencies. How does that work, and who decides who is in charge if something goes right or goes wrong? Who takes point?
Sure. So actually the agencies collaboratively, all three of them, appoint what's called a communications board or advisory board to help make determinations in terms of things like site content, pre-screening some of these organizations. So for instance, before an organization can be listed, we actually make sure that they're listed on the Better Business Bureau. We make sure that they're actually an accredited non-for-profit. And we look at things like Charity Navigator to see what their reputation is in the nonprofit community.
So these are not just government resources, but also private sector.
Absolutely. And there's over actually 13,000 resources on the directory.
And how are you able to identify 13,000? Who found them all?
Well, this is a really great story. Like I said, it started in 2008, and the site visitors really kind of drive this process. So, for instance, if you come to the website, you can actually just go directly online on an easy link right on the front of the page and say, I'd like to suggest a resource. You send the contact information to our group of individuals at the Department of Labor, who contact that non-for-profit agency and then go through the screening process. There are over 18,000 subscribers to that process, so you can imagine that that number aggregates pretty quickly.
How did that collaboration begin? Who approached who, and how are you able to all get on the same page and not inadvertently work at cross purposes, but be able to keep that moving forward?
Sure. So we have a lot of different resources between the three departments that help us collaborate, but there's no substitute for just sitting down and talking. And we do that every week, actually. So the agencies go between the Department of Labor and the Department of Veterans Affairs, and we all just sit around the table every week, and we talk about things like how to make the site better, what sort of customer feedback we've been receiving, how to increase usership and drive more individuals to the website. So the effort is actually pretty easy, believe it or not. We just commit to coming together and helping to make decisions that will best help serve our family members, our veterans, and our wounded warriors.
We're speaking with Kobe Langley. He's Senior Advisor to the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Wounded Warrior Care and Transition Policy. And have you also included some of the social or communication functionality that a lot of websites have? If you've got 13,000 resources, I imagine some users might want RSS feeds or similar types of notification when their favorite ones have something new or something changes.
We absolutely do. So we have what's called an email subscribership. We also have RSS, of course. We're also experimenting with some of the newer technologies. So, for instance, if you want to come online and place some of those resources directly onto your website, there's a widget function that will actually allow you to basically embed the National Resource Directory into your own website. We're also on Facebook. We're on LinkedIn. We're not yet on Twitter, but we think that's coming.
And how about a QR barcode? Have you got those out there yet?
We have a QR barcode that we use for a lot of our outreach materials. So, you know, if you might see a flyer hanging around if you come to one of the larger veteran or family or wounded warrior events around town. A lot of those are hosted by larger organizations like the USO, and we print a lot of those. And, of course, you can just go ahead and pull out your mobile phone and screenshot that. It'll take you directly to another new application, which is the mobile version of the National Resource Directory. It makes it a lot easier to use on mobile phones.
Other agencies are going to hear about how this is working and maybe want to try it themselves. Are you in a unique position where this is really only going to apply for your application, or can others take your template and apply it to what it is they need to do?
You know, I really don't think so. I think that that we now live in an era of collaboration. And in governance, particularly, you know, as there's increasing budgetary strains, you know, we have to figure out a way to work together. And so long as the agencies keep in mind that service members, veterans, family members, caregivers, wounded warriors, all of these individuals that have given so much, they don't see us as individual agencies. They see us as one federal government. And I think so long as you've got good people that keep that in mind, this kind of collaboration can happen anywhere.
Now, does the site have a function for registration? And if so, do you know how many people or do you have some idea of what the uptake is?
It does. So I think I mentioned earlier that it's got approximately 18,000 subscribers, and you can actually go online, create a unique profile for yourself. Like I said, there's a grocery list of resources that you can pull information on, and it'll email them directly to you. One of the new features that we just added is that you can actually tell other users of the site whether you like that resource or whether you don't particularly like that resource, or whether it was helpful or not helpful is actually the way that we couched it. So you can give that resource a thumbs up or a thumbs down based upon your own experiences. And all of those subscribers, when you go online and register, they're able to do that.
And I wanted to ask also about websites and priorities and funding and resources. And do you have what you need to be able to do your job and to make sure that this has the momentum it needs to grow and become even better?
Sure. So, you know, just like a lot of the federal government right now, you know, we are definitely on a shoestring budget and we're making the best of what we have. You like to say you can always do more with less, and we try to do more with less. But the more this gathers steam, of course, we're going to look at a better way to increase resources for the website. But right now it's going pretty good, and we think that we have what we need. But really this is going to depend upon, you know, people like your listeners to kind of drive more and more customer feedback and more resources to the website. So please, you know, put out the good word and visit www.nrd.gov, and, you know, we'll see.